America may have many, many days, but they will be full of trouble. There will be no rest. There will be no tranquility in this country. Until a nation comes to terms with our problems.
Bringing you social and political commentary from his mouth to your ears. Breaking down the issues which matter to you.
You are not put here to be a white man's footstool. You are put here to represent the very best in God's word.
Legendary civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the studio. Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Mr. Reverend, good morning on this chilly Milwaukee morning.
And I am pleased to have one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
To Mr. Eric Holder. Mr. Holder, so good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. How you been? It's been a long time. Haven't seen you for a while.
The Dr. Cornell West. Dr. West, how are you, sir?
My dear brother, you're so kind, you're so generous, oh man, but I salute you and the work that you were doing there. Doing a magnificent job there in Wisconsin.
Stream live on 1017thetruth.com. Call in with your questions or comments. 833-212-1017. Join us on social media at 1017thetruth. It may not be what you expect to hear, but I will definitely give you what you need to know. Are you ready for the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Sherwin Hughes.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. I'm sure a lot of you have heard by now that our community has lost a dear friend, a trusted advocate, and a member of our collective family, Keon Jackson Malone. I want to read you something that he wrote when he left WNOV, which is where we met, where he met and worked with Ricky, who is filling in right now, and also Rhea Riley, who was my producer for about 7 months. So all of us worked at WNOV with Keon. But I want to read you something that he wrote when he left WNOV to pursue other opportunities. He says, "There are indeed bitter sweetnesses that encompass an odyssey of destiny along the way. There is also a double-edged sword of protection that may wound you in order to guide you in the direction that you must go. Our hearts and our minds may be devoted to lateral moves, while our fate and fortune consists of elevated positioning. As soft mentions have been made publicly regarding a push forward, it sincerely touches my heart to announce to my people, my heart's love, my community, and the listening audience that following 11 years of instruction, education, guidance, connecting, rehearsing, conditioning, observing, qualifying, grounding, and focusing, the time has come to advance in growth and development and journey ahead in divine purpose. With fluidly numb and ecstatic, I officially announce to you that I am no longer a fundamental of WNOV Radio 860 AM at 106.5 FM Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The last 11 years with WNOV from April 11, 2013 to April 11, 2024 has truly been the most epic and adventurous journey of my life. It all began a year and a day after a life-changing event and decision and adherence to God. Though I had never noticed one before, I observed a post on my Facebook timeline from the legendary Homer Blow. I followed the instruction and the rest became a chapter of legacy in history. After reacquisition of the radio station by its longtime owner, Gerald Jones, I was blessed by God and genuinely honored to be selected and afforded the opportunity by Homer Blow to become an intern at WNOV 860 AM. I began shadowing Daryl the Gift Jackson, DJ Eleazar Maldonado, as they taught me to operate the soundboard for a lone in-studio talk show host, Sherwin Hughes, and a syndicated show as well. 2 weeks later, I was given the keys to the ship, and the voyage begins. And he goes on to thank a number of people that he worked with, our colleagues, former colleagues at WNOV. And then he essentially ends this post, which it's so him and it's so fitting. He says, I must also thank my people, my beautiful people, for all of your support, assistance, guidance, advocacy, understandings, tenacity, fight, and most of all, your love. Together we fellowshipped, forced necessary action, moved needles, and made a lot of positive and progressive change. Keep on keeping on. I'll be back with y'all soon to serve within another enhanced capacity. I love you all. Keon Jackson Malone. Keon did not show up to community activities that he participates in Atkinson Park. And if you knew him, you know that he loved that area, that neighborhood, the Triangle North neighborhood. He even started a nonprofit organization some years ago called the Village People because he really wanted to do much more work in an area in which he grew up, where he saw the young people were dramatically underserved. So he didn't show up for activities at the park that weekend, which was unusual and very much out of character for him. And on Monday, when he did not show up to work, then people knew that something was wrong because that was not like him. He worked for Wisconsin Voices, a nonprofit organization that's local to Milwaukee, but they do work all across the state. So he didn't show up to work on Monday, and then his manager, a woman by the name of Tamika Vukovic, she had made some phone calls to inquire on how to do a wellness check. She actually called me on Sunday, but I didn't answer her phone call. I regret it. She also called the county executive and asked him what to do and how to proceed with such a wellness check. And then David said, this is what you do. Here's who you call. And so the Milwaukee Police Department and Tamika Vukovic arrived at Keon's home. And if you guys are familiar with a wellness check, they don't knock for very long. If you don't answer the door, they will force their way into the property. And when the responding Milwaukee police officers, along with his boss at Wisconsin Voices, Tamika Vukovic, entered his home, that is where they found him. They do not suspect any foul play, and we do not have the details around his passing. If you listen to Black Talk Radio in the city of Milwaukee between the years of 2013 and 2015, you heard me and Keon. WMCS 1290, the other operating African-American radio station, closed its doors as they sold their operations to another owner that removed the Black Talk Radio platform that existed at WMCS 1290 in favor of music, which was a tremendous blow to our community. I personally believe that we all were better served when we had two radio stations that would feature different people, ideas, and viewpoints, even different candidates for the same office. I think that we were all better served because throughout the entire programming day, you had WMCS 1290, and you also had WNOV, which were alternatives to one another, but all serving the same purpose, not just to inform our community, but to inform everybody about our community, because we still, for some reason, as Black people, are a mystery to most. Well, when the former Green Bay Packer and owner of WMCS 1290 decided that it was time to sell his operation, WNOV was the only Black talk radio station left. I wasn't even a year into my talk radio career at that time. And I remember when we heard the news. Some of y'all remember how that took place. After Eric Vaughn's show that morning, because Eric Vaughn went to work on that very last day that WMCS was broadcast. I remember this like it was yesterday, because I would listen to Eric on my way in, commuting into WNOV, to see what Eric was talking about, to see if I could either expand on it, do it better, or change direction altogether. So I started my day with Eric Vaughn. When I got done with my show that morning, of course, I turned my vehicle on and my radio was still tuned to WMCS 1290 because that is what I was listening to on my commute in. They were playing Elvis Presley. Do you guys remember that? Some of you will never forget it. I was like, what's going on? Why are they playing all this Elvis? It's very unusual, very unorthodox, because WMCS did not play music. And so as I'm proceeding west down Capitol Drive, heading toward my house, I said, let me make this right turn on Sherman on 43rd Street, see what's going on at WMCS 1290. So this was in March of 2013. So I'm listening to Elvis the entire way down Capitol Drive as I make my way to WMCS. And I get there, and there were only white vans in the parking lot. Found it odd. So I parked my vehicle, and I was no stranger to WMCS 1290. I'd been on Earl Ingram's show before. I had been on with Eric Vaughn. In fact, the first time I was ever on Milwaukee Black Talk Radio, Eric Vaughn invited me on his program in 2004 to talk about my role with the presidential election at the time. I'll never forget that. I was nervous as hell. And I remember saying to Eric, I don't know how you do this talk radio thing. This is hard. He was like, oh, it's not that bad. May he rest in peace, the great Eric Vaughn. So I arrived at WMCS 1290 on that day in March in 2013. There were these white vans that were in the parking lot. So I said, let me walk in here and see what's going on, why they playing all this Elvis. Maybe one of their operation boards is stuck and maybe Sherwin needs to come fix it, because don't nobody want to hear all this Elvis. I was looking forward to listening to TJ's show. TJ had a show in the afternoon. I couldn't even hear TJ. I was listening to Elvis. I was able to walk up the stairs into the lobby and all the way into the main access area where the studios were and where the salesman office were in WMCS 1290. Because those white vans belonged to locksmiths that were changing all of the locks in the radio station. Meaning, if you had an afternoon show at WMCS 1290, they were changing all of the locks so you could not get back into the building. And so when I was able to walk in, they had removed all of the locks and had not yet replaced them. So I walked all the way in. And at that moment, I knew that they were off the air. I posted on social media. People didn't believe it. The first person that responded when I said, hey, everybody, WMCS is gone. They're not broadcasting anymore. They're over here changing the locks. And I posted that on social media because the community didn't know. All people heard was just Elvis being played on 1290. First person to respond was Mandela Barnes. He's like, shut up, Sherwin. You're lying. We know that you never liked WMCS because they were your competition. I said, Mandela, I ain't going to argue with you, buddy. You're going to find out sooner or later. I'd say by that afternoon, that early evening, our community was in shock because WMCS 1290, if you guys don't know, was one of the top five most listened to Black Talk radio stations. Not in Milwaukee. No. Not in Wisconsin. Not in the Midwest. In the nation. And they were gone. And I remember that next day going into work, saying to Keon, who was my producer, I was like, Keon, are you ready to be the only Black Talk radio station that exists in the city of Milwaukee? And I remember him saying, let's do it. And we did. Until 2015, when then Eric Vaughn joined the WNOV family. Then at that time, Ricky, who is here right now with us at 101.7 The Truth, he started at around that time, and then Rick would be my producer until my last days at WNOV, which was in 2018. But I saw Keon every single day, and there were days in which Ricky may have been unavailable. It was Keon and I working together. Keon and I did a number of things in the community, including that very first summer of the We Got This movement. For those of you that are not familiar with that, there's a community garden on 9th and Ring where people who live in the surrounding neighborhood or all over the city donate money to pay young men who live in that area to do a number of jobs, whether it be cut grass, pick up garbage, or plant things in that community garden. So it was a gathering place for all of those that had a deep and abiding affection for the future of the young people. Keon and I stayed very, very close up until his last day. In fact, some of you met him. Some of you met him very recently at the last Beyond the Mic event that we did at, where was our last one? At the Mobe Cafe. He was there He was at the previous one, at scene one. I talked to Keon probably once a week because, you know, he was very much an advocate and an activist. And I was working with him on this transition that all advocates and activists do at some point in their lives and in their careers. They become political. All of them do. Even Dr. King, who started off as a reverend and a preacher and a civil rights advocate and activist, was standing right over the shoulder of Lyndon Johnson when a number of civil rights acts became law. Every advocate and activist eventually becomes political. I can say to our very own beloved Tory Lowe, and I have known Tory Lowe for a very long time. I knew Tory Lowe before Tory cared anything about politics, before he said anything about the Democrats and the Republicans. I knew Tory Lowe as an advocate. Tory Lowe is political now, but that's just the natural evolution. And I appreciated working with Keon as he was working on that evolution as well. For those of you that may not know, he was heavily involved in the recall election of a number of school board members, and I am happy to report that they will have enough signatures to force the recall in at least one and probably several elections. Keon was involved with that. So where some of you may have met him at our last Beyond the Mic event, or maybe you met him at the previous one, he was there taking pictures. He brought his own camera, but that was very much Keon. And I was calling out the raffle because we raffle prizes away at our Beyond the Mic events. And I didn't have, somebody found me a bullhorn somewhere. But before I had the bullhorn, I would yell the numbers out, and then Keon would go, and then he would yell the numbers out as well. If people in the other part of the Mo Bay Cafe couldn't hear their number. I was too devastated yesterday to come to work. So I had to take a day. Because I didn't know what I was going to say, because the emotions were still too raw. So I took a day and I reflected. And I think what gave me some peace is I realized how much he was loved. He touched so many people. So many. And that outpouring of love for him and what he did in the years in which he was active and engaged just made me secure in my feelings that people like him, you don't get them forever, but you should cherish them while they are here. This program is going to be dedicated to my good friend and one of my first radio producers, Mr. Keon Jackson Malone. I'll take a break and I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, at 1017thetruth.com. More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Let's talk to Rob. You're on 1017 The Truth. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Sherwin. It really is, you know, it kind of like reminds me of when we lost people in the early 60s. And like me being a young child, it actually really, you can't help but to get emotional about it. But the point of it is that, like, they leave a lot of nuggets before they leave here, and we just don't know how we're gonna, you know, use what they have left until we start that part of just missing them. I was rudely awakened with that Elvis music on 1290, because like I was listening to both stations at that same time, so I know exactly what you're saying. But it's just right now, I'm lost for words too. It's kind of hard to go through the passing of ones that you see for a minute and they're gone.
Yeah, it is difficult to find the words, but I'm really glad that a lot of folks that listen to us over here got a chance to meet him and see him. He even did a broadcast with me here on 101.7 The Truth. He actually came and joined me. We did a broadcast on Dr. Martin Luther King Day a couple of years ago, and he sat with me for a couple of hours while I broadcasted. And I tried to get him over here. I tried to get him. I wanted Keon to be over here with us so bad, but he had a different path and a different trajectory. I wanted to get him over here, but he knew what he wanted to do, and he knew what his evolution was. But he and I stayed very, very close over the years, and I'm glad that we did.
Well, just remember, just all the stuff that you're doing, actually, me voting no yesterday on both of those sabotage stuff on the ballot, to see that we at least hold them at bay. And you're right about the political thing, the political side. People, they'll say that the politics doesn't matter, but they become more and more valuable as our community, as they go after the 1290s and the other black radio stations. Why do they go after it with such vigor? Their game plan is just to not have us informed about anything. So,
thank you, Ross.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call, brother.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, Ross.
All right, bye-bye.
I thought that, too, when WMCS 1290, like, that was a blow. Even being on a competing radio station, that was terrible, because first of all, I wasn't even a year into this, and the few of you know what this endeavor is like. We make it seem easy. We make it seem like we just over here flapping our gums. Like, there's a lot that goes into doing this to make it sound easy, to make it sound pleasurable or entertaining to listen to. You don't just get here and just start talking. There are some people that do that, and oh, you can tell. The tremendous amount of preparation, you almost have to preempt what your audience is going to think, what they're going to say, what they're going to ask. The amount of information that we have to have on the ready, quite honestly, is intimidating. Sometimes preparing for these shows is way harder than exams that I had to take in college. But I think that rigorous course of study in college prepared me, because I got to study for an exam every single morning to try and get through 3 hours with, as I always say, varying degrees of success. And so when WMCS left, and it wasn't some kind of conspiracy, because we wanted to say, oh, them people don't want us to have information. No, it was actually quite the opposite, because we all inquired as to why all of a sudden, when it seemed like WMCS 1290 was at its peak, it was at its very peak, why would it all of a sudden go out of business? And all of those wonderful hosts and those experienced staff, some of whom had worked there for 20 plus years at that point, like, where were they going to go? What was going to happen? WNOV absorbed most of those people, including Debo, who's still over there at WNOV right now. Ernie G, may he rest in peace. Eric Vaughn, of course, came over. A guy named Douglas Kelly, their salesman over at WMCS, he came over to WNOV. And I'm glad we absorbed those people, because there was a lot of institutional knowledge about Black Talk Radio that we would have lost completely had we not brought those folks over to WNOV. And I would argue that made WNOV the powerhouse that it was. But when they closed their doors, we all thought, like, oh, the white people. No, not even a little bit. Willie Davis just sold it. He just cashed out. So Willie Davis is a former Green Bay Packer, a Hall of Famer, who's beloved by the community, or at least he was. Is he still alive? I probably should know this. No. Maybe he's not alive. If he died fairly recently. He just sold it. We also come to find out that he owned another radio station, 102.1, which is an alternative rock radio station. I also come to find out that the sales goal, and this is 10 years ago now, 11 years ago, when WMCS folded their doors, their sales goal every single month for that radio station was $160,000. That's a lot of money in advertising. Zach, is he still, are you looking it up? Oh, he died in 2020. Okay. Oh, no, hope COVID ain't get him. because he was old, Willie Davis was. But he owned WMCS 1290, like the big, well-known, nationally known black talk radio station here in Milwaukee. In fact, they were so big. So there was a guy named Warren Ballantyne, who is no longer broadcasting anymore. But when Warren Ballantyne, who I think he broadcasted out of maybe Atlanta, somewhere not here. But WMCS 1290 was so well known for their professionalism in broadcast journalism, some more than others. When Warren Ballantyne, who was a nationally syndicated host, would take time off, Earl Ingram in Milwaukee used to fill in for him. So Earl Ingram was broadcasting all over the nation when he was filling in for Warren Ballantyne, who was a nationally syndicated show. And so when they went off the air, Keon and I were like, well, all right, well, I guess it's us now. I wasn't ready for it because I was still trying to figure out how to do talk radio. Because you have to find a formula that works for you. It's difficult to find. What'd you say, Zach?
You weren't the goat yet?
Oh, I wasn't even a lamb. What's a baby goat? A lamb?
Or a sheep?
No, a sheep, I think, is...
Oh, that's a different animal. Never mind.
Yeah, the sheep is... Sheep have wool. Goats have horns. No, I wasn't goating at all. It was okay, you know, but you just gotta, there had to be something to talk about every single day. Now, hell, I can talk about anything. Or callers, you guys will call in, you'll text in. There wasn't no texting back then. It was just phone line. And when you're new, people don't call you. They don't. Very rarely do they call you when you're a new host. Especially if people whose listening habits were at one radio station, WMCS, a lot of folks resisted coming over and listening to WNOV. But it's one of those things. If you're used to getting your news, your information from one place and then boom, it's gone. It feels like a conspiracy. It feels like it was contrived. It feels like punishment even. And I knew that those listeners would resist myself. I knew they would. And so it forced me to get better, to study more, to prepare more, to know more about the history. How do they do things at WMCS 1290? How do they deliver information? How do they set up segments? Like, I had to get real technical with it. And I think because they went off of the air because they got sold, it forced me to be much better. Because I'll be honest with y'all, I probably just would have coasted through knowing that WNOV always would have occupied second place. But it forced me to provide more information, broader topics, and to cater to an audience that I know did not care for our brand at WNOV. And Keon was right there with me. He was growing right there with me. Oh, the number of people that we interviewed, my goodness, the people that we got a chance to meet and talk to, the relationships that were formed, and he touched so many people. They're talking about renaming Atkinson Park after him, and I certainly hope the county board agrees and approves. I know that County Executive David Crowley would sign that ordinance renaming Atkinson Park after our dear friend and brother Keon Jackson Malone, so I'm looking forward to that day. There are a number of dedications and ceremonies that will be taking place over the next few days. I am not yet aware of homegoing arrangements. I will share that information once I receive it. Full disclosure about me, I don't like the funerals. I don't like them. I've taken a lot of heat over the years when I don't go to funerals. The last one I went to, I don't even know if I went to her funeral. I think I just went to her wake. Annette Polly Williams. If I have to condense my mentors down to a couple of people, Homer Blow in radio. But Homer's like family to me. In fact, Homer's the one that told me. I love Homer so much that he's like the only person on earth that I even want to get bad news from. I don't like bad news from everybody. It's got to be somebody that I know and that I love and that I trust because it makes it a little more palatable. I mean, it's never good. But between Homer and Polly and Michael Holt, Dr. Howard Fuller, and just my community, I think those are the people that have created the man that you see before you today. I'm going to take a break, come back, talk to Miss Rose on the other side. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. We'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Miss Rose. You're on 1017 The Truth. How are you?
Oh, fine, considering the circumstances. But you know what? I'm so glad I attended the Mobile Cafe that you guys had, because as I was coming toward the door, I heard a voice say, "Ms. Rose," and I'm looking around, and this big white, I think it was a white car or a truck or whatever it was big, and I looked inside, I put my glasses up. He said, "Kia, I'll be in a minute." I said, "Okay." And when we got in, I'm so glad we had a chance to hug. Because, you know, he and I had some different thought processes all the way around.
I know you did.
But you know what? I used to tell him, because I knew his whole family, and I used to share thoughts of things that happened to me when I was 6 years old and all those little things. And I'm glad I was there to at least hug and let him know I care. But he knew I had no animosity, but he knew that we had just as much of a thought process. And thank you for having that available for those of us who probably would never have been able to say goodbye with love. And excuse me. Okay. Bye.
Bye, Miss Rose. Y'all ain't going to have me crying all day now. Listen, I got to talk about elections now. It's time to celebrate that, man. Don't have me. The grief comes in waves, though. It does. All right, let's see. Got some text messages. I got to get to the election. It was an election yesterday, right? You voted. Some of y'all did. A lot of you didn't. Zach voted. A bunch of y'all didn't vote. We got to talk about the elections, and we got to get ready for November. Keon will want us to get ready for the election. You know his, "Well, y'all got to get ready now. You got to get out there and vote now." He was ornery and stubborn, hard-headed, but we loved him. Ashley says, "I send you my deepest condolences." Thank you, Ashley. Dion says, "Boy, you got me breaking down. I cried enough already. You know, he was family, Sherwin, just like you and Michelle, bro. Love y'all ever since I started listening." Thank you, Dion. LT says, "My condolences to you and all of Keon's family and friends." LT says, "Our paths crossed briefly when I worked at WNOV for a short time." You sure did work at WNOV, LT. Did you even last a week? And what was you even doing there? He didn't last long. LT would come and bring us cookies. You know, LT is a baker. He used to bake cookies and have them in all of the grocery stores. He used to bring us cookies. Next thing I know, he was an employee. Next thing I knew after that, he was no longer an employee. So I don't know what happened, but we appreciate your support over the years, LT. Not to mention all the food he used to bring us. He don't bring us food no more. A couple of times he has here. He actually has brought us more food when we were at Radio City. He don't bring us nothing now. That's all right. Still love you. Renee says, "Keon Jackson Malone, I didn't know him well, but every time I saw him, he had a smile on his face and always had laughter. I met him on a few occasions at different events. I listened to him on WNOV. He was such a positive force in our community and always inspiring someone. As a widow, grief is difficult, but hold on to the memories of your loved ones and dear friends. Tell people you love them now. You never know when the last time you will see them. Rest in peace, my dear brother." Ain't that the truth? You never know. I've gotten a lot of those phone calls over the years. And as I get older, I'm reminded of something. The people that I have known my entire life, who have lived a great deal of life, even when I was young, they pass away. People will leave you. They will. And we know that. But for some reason, we still don't treat each other like we're going to be gone one day. So when I get those phone calls, because they usually start the same way, it's, got bad news, or did you hear? In the case with Homer, when he called me, and I was happy to hear from Homer. So Homer called, I answered the phone, and I greeted Homer in probably some silly way. And Homer said immediately, oh, you haven't heard yet. I was like, ah, here we go. And immediately you start going through, as you get older, older folks know what I'm talking about. You have a Rolodex in your mind of who's the next to go, right? There's some people that we know are not long for this world, but then there's other people who we believe are going to be here forever. Keon was in the forever column. That brother had too much work to do. He had too many things going on. Too many people he had to help. Too many events he had to organize. Too many political activities that he had his hands in. He couldn't die yet. So Keon didn't cross my mind. But then when Homer told me, I took a moment. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get flooded with all these memories. And when people would tell me about somebody's passing, my first thought was always disbelief. You guys ever do that? When you hear about somebody that you know and that you love, you know them personally or a member of your family, and then somebody tells you that they're gone, you always say, nuh-uh. Yeah, right. Are you lying? I don't do that anymore, because when people tell you, especially being black, when somebody tells you that somebody's passed away, that you got to deal with that reality starting immediately. I used to live in disbelief, and then we always revert back to things like, oh, but I just saw them, and they were so happy. But I just saw them. Doesn't matter if you just saw them. Doesn't matter. That could be the last time you ever see them. So I'm glad a lot of you are glad that the last time we saw Keon, he was being himself. Dude just brought a camera to my event. He just, nobody asked him to bring a camera. And I reached out to him after the event. I said, hey, man, where are my pictures at? Because he took a lot of pictures. He took more pictures than Vanessa. And Vanessa is like the unofficial photographer of the Beyond the Mic events. Because I know Keon got some good shots. In fact, you know, one of the best shots is Vanessa took this photo, but it's a picture of Linda and Keon. That is one that's worthy of framing. So I texted Keon. I said, hey, man, where are my pictures? They said, give me an email address you want me to send them to. You know how you talk. Give me an email address. I said, all right. Well, he never sent them. But here's what I believe. So at some point, somebody will probably get his camera. They'll probably, you know, load the flash drive in the camera, the memory card in the camera to a computer. And like, what will be unleashed? Because he was if y'all didn't know, he was like an amateur photographer, too. I even said, we might as well hire you to be the photographer at the next. Oh, man, I'll do it for free. One day we're going to see those pictures, and it's going to be a day in which we're going to be living our lives. And of course, we're going to have our deep memories of Keon. But, you know, life ultimately is going to go on as he would want us to move on with our lives, because we got a lot of work to do. And one day when I least expect it, I know that those photographs are going to appear in my inbox. And I'm going to break down all over again. Let's take a break. Read some more of your text messages at 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. And then I got to talk about the elections. Now, y'all ain't going to have me over here sobbing, okay? I did enough of that. I got to start talking about the voting and the elections and all the stuff. And Kamala Harris and then Tim Walz are going to come to the Fiserv Forum during the DNC. They're going to come here and say hello to us. I'm going to try and get both of them in the studio. Please wish me luck. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Says, yes, I met him for the first time at the Mopay Cafe, heard his voice and turned around. I said, that's Keon Jackson Malone, just based off his very distinctive voice. He did have a deep, loud, scruffy voice. Couldn't mistake his voice for anybody else's. Let's see what we got. Some of these, Craig, I'm going to struggle reading your text message. That's a tough one for me. I'm gonna try to read it for start hour two, because I gotta talk about the elections. This is a political show. I gotta get to the politicals. I have to. Y'all going trying to stop me from being great. I need to stop it. JD says, Sherwin got me on the Man Show with Keon in 2018. Both are very awesome guys. Saw Keon at Beyond the Mic and at the Black gas station about 3 months ago. So Keon ended up producing Eric Vaughn's show until Eric passed in September of 2016. They found him dead at home. The number of people that have died that are affiliated with Black Talk Radio, maybe I need to change jobs. Polly passed away in November of 2016. She had a radio show. Eric Vaughn, who was on WMCS, was on WISN television and was on WNOV. He passed away. Keith Murphy, who was on WMCS, he passed away. Darren DeWalt, who got me started when I was on 98.3 with the Basement Crew, he passed away. Y'all need to stop dying. Now, this is getting a little annoying. Seriously. Miss Rose gonna outlive all of us. I'm thoroughly convinced of that.
Damn.
She is. So the Man Show was something that Eric Vaughn started when he was at WMCS. So every Friday, I never really understood the format, even though I was on a number of man shows. No women were invited. Okay. So every Friday, any African-American man in the community that wanted to be on the Man Show could walk right in to WMCS 1290. And he did that for years. And I think he continued it. I know he continued it when Eric Vaughn came over to WNOV it must have been 2015. Eric passed, and then Keon continued the Man Show tradition. But Keon allowed women, which was necessary in order to give a full, like, well-rounded conversation. Because, you know, a bunch of dudes, you know, the stuff that we talk about. I mean, they kept it between the ditches, I call it. You keep the conversation on the road. You keep it out of the gutter, out of the ditches. But when Keon added women to the Man Show, it provided a necessary depth that made that show. I think Eric would be very, very proud of what Keon did with the Man Show. But folks like JD the Poet, right, could have an opportunity to be on radio, showcase their talents, and have engaging conversations with the community. We'd like to be very, very open. In fact, I still try and keep that philosophy now. So how I do radio, even though it's not always about me, is this has to be a place where the Black community gets all the information that it needs, because the other media outlets, they'll disrespect us, they'll defame us, they'll ignore us. So this has to be the place. And the other thing about Black Talk Radio that I want my colleagues here at Good Karma Brands to know this, and know this good, because the way that they do radio and the way that they do media is different than us. One is not right, one is not wrong, but our purposes are different. Black Talk Radio is where policy, politics, campaigns, elected officials, the business community, the activists, the nonprofit sector, and the advocates all come together here. And we get to talk about what is happening in all of those different aspects and avenues. Because when you think about all the different moving parts in the African-American community, there needs to be a single place where all of that gets broadcast out to a wide audience. So all of those different places, they all meet with us on our microphones. And I can't be limiting. I know when we first started here at 101.7 Truth, they said, oh, we don't want you to interview elected officials. I said, ha, good luck,
bruh.
And what? Probably 50% or more of the awards that we have received is because we interviewed elected officials. We have to do things differently. We got a community that is starved of information. And I just ran out of time for my first hour. The truth was, Sherwin Hughes would be back for hour two.